This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Number two of the Blitz is live here on Fan Run Radio, Fox Sports, Knoxville. Happy Star Wars Day, everybody. Today is May the 4th, and we got the Blitz broadcasting live on the radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. As always, podcasts will be uploaded just moments after the show goes off the air. As always, you can go check out the video portion of the show, which is streaming right now live on the Twitter and the Facebook accounts. Got a nice little Star Wars photo up behind us on the TV, although that might change. We'll see what we can rotate through. Also, go ahead and check out FanRunRadio.com and download the Fan Run Radio app. It's a tremendous app to have. It's free to download. You can take the show, take the station, wherever you're headed throughout the day. That being said, gentlemen, hour number one is in the books. Got through a lot of Tennessee news. Talked about some Tennessee football news, Tennessee football recruits possibly on the horizon. A little bit about the basketball team, maybe some undervalued players in this extremely talented class that Tennessee is bringing in Jemai Meshack, one of the best defenders coming into the country. And we got a little bit of, we got Brandon's definitive Star Wars power ranking list. I'd say that's a pretty good hour. What about you?
I thought it was good.
Excellent.
In case you missed any of that and you want to go back and learn about a little bit of Tennessee football, basketball, or Star Wars, hit the first hour of the podcast. But otherwise, that is in the rearview mirror, and we are on to hour number two. Normally, this would be a time where we sometimes have an opening drive, but I want to skip that today, and I want to go right into a little bit of non-Tennessee news. To me, the biggest news story right now going on in professional football, and that is Aaron Rodgers. The saga continues, and, man, I can't remember if we were just chatting about this during the break or if it was at the beginning of the show, but there are some really interesting things going on. For instance, the Denver Broncos, right? One of the teams that were projected to maybe be in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. According to Vegas, their odds have gone from 75 to 1 before the draft and before the rumors, has now gone all the way up to 25 to 1 to win the title. Vegas got to protect themselves a little bit. Chance, what is the most recent that you've heard kind of about your guy Aaron Rodgers? What could happen in Green Bay? Could he potentially be on the move? There are so many different avenues to this story.
I think the most recent thing is that, like, I guess Terry Bradshaw going after him, like, telling him he wants to retire.
Yeah, also, Terry Bradshaw's like, go play Jeopardy. Yeah, go do what you want. We don't care.
But I think if the Packers were to say something like that to him, obviously they don't want to because all the cap space, that the cap hit that they would have, like, I think he actually might. He's a guy that kind of does march to the own beat of his own drum. Like, you want me, I will retire. I don't want to be here. I can see it. I'm kind of at the point now, it's like, I want him to be the quarterback. He's one of the great quarterbacks that I love in the Packers, you know, like outside of Brett Favre. But, like, I just don't want them to lose, not get nothing for him. Like, maybe try to work out something where you get a couple first-round picks, a comparable starter. I mean, you're not going to find Aaron Rodgers, but get something for him if the guy wants to walk.
You know, it's weird. It's looking at Aaron Rodgers, and I think on one hand, you're saying, hey, kind of like what Terry Bradshaw said, hey, call that bluff. You say you're going to retire? All right. Go ahead and retire at 38 years old, being the reigning MVP. We don't believe you're going to do that. But on the other side of the coin, is this not the guy that cut off his own family? Like, is this really the guy that you want to be playing chicken with?
I don't know.
He's kind of a savage.
Yeah, he'll just go host Jeopardy.
I think he loves it.
And
okay,
do a damn good job at it.
Yeah, and they'll welcome him in open arms. He's been the best celebrity host that they've had since the passing of Alex Trebek.
Has Joe Buck has his turn? Has he had his?
He hasn't
turn
had
yet?
His turn yet.
I feel like Joe Buck.
There's been some good ones.
Yeah, Joe Buck. He says he wants to do it full time. Yeah. He says he wants the gig, but
well, you only have to work like 40 days out of the year, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty easy full time job.
Make millions.
there's been some good ones.
I would call Aaron Rodgers bluff if I was the Packers.
I don't think so.
That's what I would do. It'd be a risky move. It might not work, but that's what I'd do.
I'm not trying to put all the faith in Jordan Love out here. But, I mean, yeah, very risky. Maybe it's just a bluff.
It's crazy to think.
I don't feel like it is. Like he's fed up with them. Like, I mean, how many
in
drafts?
In 10 years, they have taken one offensive player in the first round, and you know who that was? Jordan Love.
Yeah.
His backup. His replacement.
Never go out and get him anything in free agency. I mean, it really is a slap in the face when you think about it. I mean, people can say, well, he's being a baby. He feels entitled. I don't think so. Like, you're talking about a generational franchise quarterback, generational type of player. Like, he just wants something.
I mean, so they haven't gotten him a superstar in free agency.
Never.
They haven't drafted an offensive player in the first round, but have they not still built a great offense around him?
Decent, yeah.
I would say elite. Davante Adams.
Davante Adams.
Top two receiver in the NFL. And then they gave him Davante.
Rodgers made Adams.
They extended him.
Also,
in my opinion.
Also very true.
If Davante Adams was playing for the Panthers.
Also very true.
Are we talking about him in an MVP
conversation? I believe that he would never have to rise like he did.
I think you can't just disrespect and diminish what
by
Davante
no means
Adams
am I trying to do that.
No,
but
no.
we can say that
Peyton Manning make Brandon Stokely, or did Brandon Stokely was he a good receiver? I mean, it's like things like that. A good quarterback can make somebody
you're
very.
You're comparing Brandon Stokely to
Davante I'm saying like, he had some damn good years. Demaryius Thomas also Peyton Manning, and then what happened to him afterwards?
He was good before and after.
No, he was not good after.
He was not a superstar.
Not after.
When he was not with Peyton.
Yeah,
Manning.
He was not.
I mean, Davante Adams. Like, he is consistently beating top corners one-on-one. I mean, that Aaron Rodgers doesn't just miraculously make
But you also don't have – every quarterback cannot do the kind of things that Aaron Rodgers can do to make him, right? You still got to get the ball to that receiver in stride, and he can make it in the end zone.
If Aaron Rodgers made Davante Adams –
I think we can say that Adams is a great receiver, yes. But would he have had his rise maybe if he wasn't with Rodgers?
Yeah.
I don't know if that would have happened.
I mean, if he made Davante Adams, then why hasn't he made Alan Lazard and Marquez Valdez-Scantling and countless other guys?
Well, you're not expecting him to do it to everybody, but...
But anyway, I'm just saying, anyway, they've built a good offense around him, though. They have an offensive line
well, for the
that's
longest,
great.
Well, yeah, they did.
A stable of running backs. They have a receiver for him.
For the longest time, though, they didn't have offensive line. He was, like, leading the league and getting sacked, I mean, just like 4 years ago. And they brought him in some help.
And
but,
they've built a great defense. They've built a team that's won their division consistently, gone to the NFC Championship consistently, and won...
I think
double-digit games consistent.
From what I've read, you know, certainly about the situation, I think that Aaron Rodgers is, you know, upset about many things. But I do think that a big thing, you know, even maybe above talent and personnel, is just communication and a sense of respect to the star quarterback. You look at the way that some of these other quarterbacks have been treated around the league: Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. They've been maybe not Tom Brady as much, but a lot of these superstar quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. A lot of these superstar quarterbacks have been given a lot. And you know that there's good communication within the buildings. And if there's not, there's typically someone that leaves. So I think Aaron Rodgers sitting there saying, hey, I am on that level. Hell, I could be above that level, but there's just been so little communication between us and the front office. Things aren't just going well. But that all being said, Brandon, what do you think about Bill Barnwell?
Who?
Bill Barnwell has put out a list, a little, he did his own version of Rank That. Unbelievable. Stole our segment. He did a, for ESPN, he did a power ranking list of teams Aaron Rodgers could be traded to a top seven.
Okay.
This is going to be fun. Number seven, the Tennessee Titans. Packers would get quarterback Ryan Tannehill, 2020 first round pick, 2023 first round pick, and the Titans would get Rodgers and a 2023 fourth round.
Sign me up.
Would you make that trade?
I mean, I hate Aaron Rodgers and I love Ryan Tannehill, but I like winning better than people. So, yeah, sign me up.
You got the Raiders. I won't go through all the trade projections for all these seven teams, but certainly a Titans fun one. Number six, the Raiders. Number five, the Browns. Number four, the Giants. Number three, the Dolphins. Number two, Washington. And number one, the Denver Broncos. So what do you think? Who do we see number 12 play for next year?
I think the Browns would be a really good option because they could offer a guy like Baker Mayfield, which would be a decent incentive for the Packers. You know, plus maybe, I mean, some other assets they have. Like
Baker would be exciting. Anyway. He'd be able to sell tickets.
And I feel like the Browns, you know, probably feel like they're holding Baker Mayfield up a little bit rather than Baker Mayfield's holding up the roster. You know, I feel like they... know that they have a roster that could win a Super Bowl with an elite quarterback, but Baker Mayfield's good enough, and they don't want to go back into, you know, quarterback purgatory. So I feel like that would be an intriguing option. As far as the odds, the DraftKings odds, they're the only ones sportsbook that I've found that has betting odds on it right now.
Okay.
First team for Aaron Rodgers to play a snap in 2021. 2022. Packers are the favorite, obviously.
Yeah, I think
just
it should
minus be. 150. Then you have the Broncos at plus 200. The Raiders at plus 600. The Saints at plus 1,000. The Panthers at plus 1,100. And then the Dolphins and the football team at plus 1,400. Also included at plus 2,000 are the 49ers, Seahawks, Browns, Texans, and Patriots.
I think it'd be really interesting to see them with the Vegas Raiders and Gruden. I think
they got a young, talented team too. Think about like Jerry Jeudy on the outside, just throwing bombs to that guy. Make him kind of like a Devontae Adams type. I can see that.
Darren Waller.
Yeah, best tight end probably in the game right now.
And then was it Josh Jacobs?
Mm-hmm.
I mean that
running back Josh Jacobs. Yep.
So. This also kind of made me think about this. Let's say, hypothetically, Chance, I'm sorry. I know this hypothetical isn't going to be your favorite, but let's say, hypothetically, he leaves.
That's what it is.
Right? So now you're looking at the NFC. Hold on. Wait, Drew Brees is gone from the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Aaron Rodgers is gone from the Packers. Hold on. Who the hell is competing with the Bucks in the NFC? If Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers, we know that Drew Brees is gone from the Saints. I mean, we go with the Rams, maybe.
Who the hell is
competing with the Bucks? If you got Rodgers leaving the Packers,
Stafford.
I mean, Grant, he could go to a team and make them better.
Stafford and Dak.
Rams.
But yeah, the
Dak. But who knows how he's going to be when he comes back from injury?
Yeah. It just seems like certainly.
I like Dak. I know you're over shaking her. I do like Dak as a quarterback. I hope he's still the same Dak when he comes back. Don't like the Cowboys. Do like Dak Prescott.
Garbage time, Dak.
Y'all are haters.
I mean, are you forgetting about Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson has problems in Seattle.
We did.
He's got. But he was even one of the ones that I wanted to add into. You know, kind of. Hey, some of these hypotheticals playing out.
Also, not happy with his situation.
There is a lot of trouble in Seattle. What happens if he could potentially get moved? The NFC could get shredded this offseason. Which is so fascinating to me because, again, you have Tom Brady who is just going to cruise. I want Aaron Rodgers to stay in the Packers because I don't want Tom Brady to have a cakewalk back into the NFC Championship, back into the Super Bowl. I think that if Rodgers leaves, you could potentially be looking at that. I don't know if there's too many competitors in the NFC.
I think the Rams are the favorites to win the NFC.
Oh, you're going to do this again? You're gonna say that Matthew Stafford and the Rams are the favorites over Brady?
Yeah, I do. I would absolutely say that.
They just returned their whole team.
But look at the Rams. The Rams had the best defense in the NFL and just couldn't do anything on offense because they didn't have a quarterback, and now they have added a quarterback that's better than Brady.
The Rams are going to be good, but if you tell me that the Buccaneers, who just shredded the entire NFL last year, had absolutely no hiccups pretty much along the way, except for, what, week seven in the regular season?
I mean, they
who
had a,
cares?
They had a point where
Charlie, they walked into the playoffs, and they walked out as the Super Bowl champions.
That is just neither. I think you were very much misremembering. They did not walk through the regular season. There is a point.
I never said they did. I said they walked in.
You specifically said they walked through the season and they walked through the
playoffs. No. They walked right into the playoffs. Charlie, this team just dominated the NFL in the playoffs, and you're going to come back and say that Matthew Stafford is going to make the Rams
dominate the playoffs? Do you not remember Taylor Heineke almost beating them in the first round? Do you not remember the Packers almost beating them? I would not call that walking through the playoffs.
I would say they handled their business into being Super Bowl champions.
They were like,
what do you got against the Bucks?
Nothing, but
I love a good Charlie Collier guarantee.
I know.
They were like one more Taylor Heineke.
What are they? They're going to go 8-8 again? They're going to go 8-8 again?
But you just said they won.
They're
going to
go 8-8?
They're going to
go
8-8? There was a 7-week span in the regular season.
8-8
where Tom Brady didn't even complete a pass 20.
8-8.
I think the prison owner fixed it.
All right, here we go. Back here on the Blitz, 11:17 a.m.
You love it, don't you, Brandon?
How many times do we have to do this?
Every time.
Every time.
I'm just going to go and delete all the Nickelback bumpers out of the system so we don't have to. Then Davey would get upset.
Yeah, then Davey would be mad because he is a very much full supporter of Nickelback and Creed.
If you just listen to the lyrics of this song. What was the lyric that you had just mentioned a second ago?
Aunt Jovi.
What the hell is on Joey or Jovi's head?
He says, what the hell's on Joey's head?
Oh, is that what he says? See, you never know what they're saying.
He said something
about Aunt Jovi. I thought he said Aunt Jovi.
What the hell's on Bon Jovi's head? So, great song. 865-546-8200. That is your number to call in. We'll go right over to the G3 Help Me hotlines right now and get a call from Phil. Good morning, Phil. Welcome to the Blitz today. How you doing?
Morning, Slay, fabulous.
What's going on?
Well, I'll tell you what. You get the microphones going, all these shows, man. It's kind of comical, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
A little bit.
Wait, what?
It's kind of cool, though, you putting the check in this place there. I enjoyed that.
I don't think I got put in my place, Phil.
Well, Tom Brady's got championships.
He does.
What the others have? Nothing.
What does that have to do with anything,
yeah,
Phil?
But say it again. What does that have to do with anything, Phil?
That was a pretty good one.
The Houston Oilers.
That was a good one, Phil.
Exactly.
Hey, Phil, did
never
you...
Never have nothing, never, never will do nothing.
Did you see who the Buccaneers, by the way, since we're talking about them, happened to draft in the second round?
No.
Kyle Trask. Sure.
Well, I guess they're getting ready for the, you know, the old Wonder Man to, when he retires, they have a replacement for him.
Old Tom Brady, he's going to do it again with the same damn team, and we're going to watch it the same damn way we did last year. How about that?
Man, I don't care that for him, but I mean, the bottom line, he's a winner. I mean, that's all you can say.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it.
And most everybody else are losers.
Phil, what's going on in the Tennessee world that interests you?
Well, you had that linebacker commitment yesterday on the W show.
Very
I'm
nice.
Glad you brought it up because, you know, they would probably wouldn't have brought it up. So it was nice of you to bring it up.
Hey, but, nice little defender right there in the middle of the defense. He said he wanted to come in as the quarterback of the defense. I like that.
Yeah, we need linebackers. And it wouldn't hurt, I don't think, to add somebody in the secondary, especially at the cornerback position.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
So who's their starting corners over there? Are they any good?
Alante Taylor.
Yeah, I have a...
I heard rumors they moved him to safety. Have you heard that?
Warren Burrell.
I haven't heard anything about the safety move.
So, I believe that our defensive backs, I mean, what, Jalen McCullough, Alante Taylor, Trayvon Flowers, Warren Burrell, Danico Slaughter, Theo Jackson.
Well, that's what you call an average secondary at best.
If you're looking at, you know, you talk about DBs, Auburn DB Chris Thompson Jr., entered the transfer portal recently, and also Jay Hardy, once a Tennessee commit.
That was another big one.
Entered the transfer portal, and his biggest recruiter was Ronnie Garner.
Hell, he played for Ronnie Garner at Auburn. Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He played for him on the defensive line and recruiter. Yeah.
So he knows how to do both.
Do you think he's going to come here, or is that the scuttlebuck now?
I would take him.
Oh yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously you take him.
I mean, who knows? Like, I haven't heard any scuttlebutt about it, but I think there has to be opportunity out there, right? Maybe he wants to come play for his coach again, and he once was committed to Tennessee, and he just was like doing his little rounds, and then it was like, oh,
well, some people
he committed
are,
to Auburn.
Right,
we didn't
I
even
think
know it.
That's what some people might be bitter about still, but to me, that's not an issue whatsoever.
Get over it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we need players.
Straight up.
They also have defensive lineman Jaron Handy, who also is in the transfer
portal. I saw that. Yeah. Well, if we can't get them high school wise, we might as well get in the portal. That's the new way of doing things.
Yeah, take advantage of it.
And Chris Thompson Jr., a 4-star out of Texas, only had 8 tackles as a freshman last year, but he is, like I say, he's in the transfer portal. That'd be a huge get.
Well, hopefully they've addressed their quarterback situation for this year. With Melton coming in and whoever, if any of these other guys can play lick, And who knows about Salter? Is he going to be able to play or not? But I feel better about a quarterback situation than I do last year.
You said you feel what?
He feels better.
Better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I feel significantly better about the quarterback situation right now. And not
only
about
feel better because of Heupel or because of the quarterback?
Both.
More depth in the quarterback room.
You know, I'd say both. But I'd lean
or the
towards
the lack of one person being there.
Sure. That absolutely factors in. I would lean more towards Heupel's offense. I think, again, you know that it's an offense that has worked in the sport of college football before. Look, they got guys in the draft, in this recent draft, more than Tennessee did. But again, I do like the personnel that Tennessee has. When you combine those two things together, I am dumbfounded why somebody would not be more optimistic about that position going into next year.
Yeah, and they put, what, five of them in the UCF and the NFL last year, and Tennessee put, what, four in 3 years? Tied for Vanderbilt last in the SEC.
Yeah,
that's awful.
Yeah. Ugh.
Big facts. Oh. Big facts.
Don't like that.
But I don't know. It remains to be seen. And, guys, I know you got a national fan and a Met fan there, but I have to say the Snicker is a horrible manager. I want y'all to agree with me for a change. And I think their management's worse than their manager.
Yeah, they've gotten.
They took a sure playoff team and they've run it. In 1 year.
They have a, like, maybe the best player in the National League offensively on their team. And what the, they're just wasting him. I agree with you. Braves, supposed to be a lot better this year.
Why is Acuna leading off?
He doesn't know what he's doing. That's right.
Like, there we go. I'm glad Chances. I knew Chancellor would agree with me. I mean, old Fabulous does.
He should be like in the three hole or the cleanup guy.
I
mean,
yeah, I was gonna say, like, I genuinely haven't watched a lot of Braves baseball, but if you have your best hitter, you want him with guys hole. On base. That is how you get the RBIs.
He's just always let off, and it's always worked.
I got my own managerial problems.
But I would.
Mets got their own problems, Phil.
Brandon can't worry
I
about the Braves.
I thought that division was the best in baseball, but this year is looking like it's the worst
Phil,
in baseball.
Phil, I don't think you heard. We got to start telling people that we're like the Big Ten in basketball, and we're just all really good and just beating up on each other.
Hmm. Well, you're right, Charlie, about the Big Ten basketball. Every year it's the same old phony baloney, and they're exposed when it comes to NCAA tournament time. What's the way Tennessee get in the Big Ten?
Little college basketball news. I saw some where UCLA and Gonzaga are trying to schedule a regular season rematch of their Final Four game.
Oh,
but
wow!
But as far as Tennessee is concerned, in this same article, it mentions that Hubert Davis at North Carolina told Andy Katz that North Carolina will be playing in the Hall of Fame event at the Mohegan Sun, along with Tennessee, Purdue, and Villanova. So a little regular season
nice.
Tournament schedule update for Tennessee.
Well, I think Tennessee will have a better team next year just looking at what they did. They rectified. All they need to go out and get them a grad transfer big guy to what they got now. I don't know why in the world they want Tom to come over a year early. Don't make no damn sense to me, but I'm not making $5 million a year. So hopefully it works out. See you guys.
Appreciate it, Phil.
Thanks for the call, as always. You can get in on the G3 Help Me hotline yourself just by calling the number 865-546-8200. And good stuff with Phil right there. So the Braves, it's just, again, like I have not necessarily kept up track.
Well, it's early
in
the season. It's early in the season, but they should be a lot better than what.
They've lost four in a row?
Oh, man.
They should be a lot better than what they are.
Let's take a look at the standings real quick. See what's going on there.
What's the best team in baseball right now? The A's still? Best record?
Best record in baseball goes to the
San Francisco Giants, I think.
Yeah, the Giants are actually tied. They're up one game on a tie between the Dodgers and it looks like the Brewers and the Cardinals. The A's. A's are 18 and 12.
I thought they had the best record.
And the Giants are 17 and 11. So, I mean, right around there.
Yeah. Same win percentage, right?
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so those are your two best teams in baseball. So the A's are just continuing. They had a hot week. 5-5 in their last 10, so they're slowing down a little bit.
They did lose Lizardo, though. They had to put him on the IL. He broke his pinky playing video games.
Ooh. Playing video games.
Astros also.
How did he do that?
Surging.
Very angry?
Very angry.
God,
just
we've all been there.
Marcus Page did that one time for North Carolina. Remember that?
We've all been there. Yep. I've hurt my hand a couple times playing video games. I also saw that Dustin May is undergoing Tommy John surgery today for the Dodgers. That's big.
That ain't good.
That's tough for a young guy like that.
Yeah, so I don't know. What is the most surprising storyline to you about the MLB season so far? Is it this National League Eastern Division?
How horrible
it's got to be one
of
them, right?
I think so, because I mean, I think most people thought that that was going to, I mean.
You had maybe a champion coming out of there.
Well, I mean, you could make a case for four, maybe even all five, probably not the Marlins, but you could have made a case for four of those teams.
To have winning records.
Yeah.
But they don't.
Or to just win the division.
Yeah.
Sure.
They're still
in play. But.
And what's weird is that, you know, the Marlins are the only team in the division to have a plus run differential. I mean, and they're last. Like, that is, what a weird, weird division. Your number one team in terms of run differential this year in the Major League, the Dodgers. But really, it's the National League West who is dominating things.
Yeah, everybody's
as all four of their top
except
four
the Rockies.
Teams, yeah, are in the green in the run differential. Except, like you said, the Rockies.
I think that we don't talk more about, you know, we talk about struggling teams. We won't talk more about how the A's, not the A's, but the Angels. Excuse me, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani. Like they, well, is Mike Trout? He's going to leave them one day.
He did
just sign a big contract, excuse me.
One of those insane 10 years in
baseball. Yeah, but it's like.
Well, the Angels are idiots. Every offseason they're like, well, we didn't do as well as we thought we would last year. Our pitching sucks. What should we do? Let's sign Anthony Rendon. That'll help.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think you're spot on right
Dude.
There. Like, what are they doing with a guy like Mike Trout on the roster? They can't get to the playoffs. He's played in, what, one playoff series in his career?
Has it even been one? I thought maybe it's just like one-off wild card game.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
So I remember back in 2012 when CJ
Wilson. The best player
Wilson,
in baseball.
And they're rolling with like Griffin Canning as their ace.
I remember back in 2012, CJ Wilson went to the Angels, and that's when
From
I thought
Texas.
That the yeah, that's when I thought their dynasty was going to begin. You know, they're in my own division, so I was always worried about them. Obviously, Mike Trout's over there. Pujols over there, and they have just never. I mean, in almost a decade now from when I really thought this was going to begin, they have not done anything.
None.
And I hope they don't waste the career of Mike Trout, because I think he could be the best baseball player to ever walk the earth.
Numbers say
if he's not already.
The numbers say he's projected to be that.
Yeah.
Pujols, he played some third last night for him. Only 110th time in his career.
That's been a long time since he played
God,
third base.
He's been around so long, hasn't he?
He's played every position.
Albert, good for Al. Weston Brown, the fish, looks a little bit like Josh Heupel, although we've already established that many times before.
I still don't know what Weston.
You said it, not me.
What? It's not an insult by any means.
He took it as.
He did take it as an
he
insult.
Did. He was not
very
happy
much
about
so.
That.
Does anyone have a picture of Weston?
Just Google Josh Heupel.
You said it.
I'm sorry, Weston. I couldn't help it.
That was a good one, Brandon. That was a good one. You got a picture? I'm just Google Josh Heupel. My God, man.
Right after he goes, I didn't say it.
Put him
right after he took all the responsibility off his shoulders. Threw the detonator switch.
Oh, man.
All right, gentlemen, it has been we've been rolling through a ton of topics today as we've just been flying through the show. Talked a lot of Tennessee in the first hour, talking a little professional sports in the second hour here. Has there been any, real quick, I got some other stuff to get into, but has there been any kind of stories or anything that I have missed so far throughout the day that you guys have been into?
Don't think so.
Can you give me a 30-second rundown on what's happening with Dogecoin right now?
It took off this morning.
Yeah, over the last 24 hours, too.
Last night, and I don't know. I don't understand why these things go up and down the way they do. but Elon didn't tweet about it this time. But I'd say yesterday afternoonish, it started its rise. And then late last night, it took off, and we have eclipsed the 50-cent mark.
Oh, wow. Tremendous.
It got up to 60 earlier and then came back down. It's at 53 currently.
Hold on for dear life.
I'm telling you, you just wait until Saturday. We're not even at Saturday yet.
Is Elon going? Is he going to be on Saturday Night Live?
Yes, he's hosting.
But there was, scuttlebutt about it last week.
And he's going to make a Doge comment?
There's going to be a whole skit based around Doge.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Very cool.
I know that a lot of people wanted Elon off of Saturday Night Live this week, which I found interesting because of the exact story that you're going with here, right? That there's going to be a lot of people watching that for that kind of moment. Very interesting. Very interesting right there.
People are saying I have Last Jedi way too low on the list.
We told you.
Yeah.
We told you.
Yeah.
That was my only qualm with your list.
Yeah, I actually think you had a really, really good list.
That's the only thing that surprised me.
But I'd only move
it was
those
number
up
11,
a
right?
Yeah, that had last.
Yeah.
I did not like it.
No respect. It's your list, though. It's your list. It's not the people's list. It's not my list. Not Rick's list. It's your list.
I just didn't like it. Didn't do anything for me.
Well, and you're right. The plot of the movie was rough. I hate nothing more than a MacGuffin movie, where it's just, we got to chase the thing. Now the thing's over here, so we got to go over here. Now it was the wrong thing. Now we got to go get the thing from over here, and then we got the thing, and then we saved the day with the thing. There's no worse movie ever than those kind of movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's just nothing to it.
Very true.
So, anyways. All right, let's check into some of the, the top headlines from around the sports world right now. Looks like, who is this?
Russell Westbrook's going to average a triple-double for the fourth straight time. Or for the fourth time in his career.
Did you see he had only the third 20 rebound, 20 assist game in NBA history?
They said he
if he could have just got 20 points, yeah, I think that would have been a first, right?
I think so. If he'd have got if he goes zero rebounds and zero assists and 0 points the rest of the year, he still will average triple double.
No way.
Yes, he's playing like a madman. Man, he's very underrated.
He had 20 assists at a point in the third quarter. And it was really looking like he was going to break the single game assist record. Was it
28 or 29?
He ended up with 24.
Record's by Scott Skiles, right? I believe. One-time Magic point guard. But yeah, he's. I think that a lot of people say that he's stat pads. I mean, who's stopping him? Scott Skiles has the most assists in the game with 30 against the Nuggets on December 30th, 1990.
Chance, what do you think about, as far as the NBA goes, one of the biggest conversations that I have had with myself over the course of this season is the idea between these players and the refs,
mm-hmm.
right? Just kind of how far you can push the line and kind of talking to the refs. Luka, superstar of the NBA, is one tech away from getting suspended this season.
Yeah.
Not ideal.
He's got a mouth on him, though.
At the end of the season.
I've watched him. He's got a mouth on him.
He's the most crybaby player we've had in a long time.
He's up there. You know, people give LeBron a lot of flack about that stuff. I mean, superstars, they tend to want superstar calls, but Luka is on that same spectrum.
He's had 14 this season from complaining.
He's a lot like LeBron. He does whine about calls.
And what do you – I mean, you've watched a lot more NBA than me in my life. But
you can't really do nothing about it because, like, in a sense, yeah, it sucks, but at the same time, those guys who do that tend to get calls because they get in somebody's ear, and as much as you want to be non-biased and drown it out if you're the ref, like, it affects you. It affects all officials in any game.
Do you think it included in the opposite way as well? Like, if these refs go into a game, like, you know, I know I got Luka, and mm-hmm. I know that there's going
to
be so
quick,
many moments
quick
where Luka comes over and he puts his hands up and he's upset. I think you're in a situation. Yeah, that right there. There it is.
He does that all the time.
One of those.
One of these. He does it all the time. No, it's just a point. I mean, like,
you gotta stop
the super. The superstars do that. Yeah, he's gonna have to stop it. I thought it was interesting too this week. LeBron came out, I guess, yesterday or today, and said whoever came up with this play-in stuff, play-in bleep needs to be fired. Speaking of the play-in, you know, for the last seeds.
Is he in the play-in right now, I believe?
No, they're the number.
They're one game out?
Close.
They are close.
They're very
close. They're in fifth. But no, they're close because everybody's pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, I hated that line. I hated it when Mark Cuban said it. We talked about it then.
Yeah.
Look, this is just such a great example.
I agree. Put your team in a position where you don't have to be in that.
Yeah. You know, and I know that he's been out, but oh, wow, it looks like okay, so actually after the show yesterday, the Mavs were in fifth place and the Lakers were in sixth place. Mm-hmm. It looks like they have flip-flopped in their last game as LA won and Dallas lost. That is huge.
They played a great game with Denver last night. The Lakers did.
Yes.
Now I'm kind of like back on, maybe we don't need this stuff because I do want to see the Warriors get in. I don't want them to have to play a play-in game. I want to see the Trailblazers in as well.
I don't know if the Warriors
pick a side and be on it. Pick a side!
But that's the issue.
It's stupid.
Right?
No play-in game.
That's the issue is that we as
top eight teams,
we can say whatever we want. But it's when you got Mark Cuban, it's when you got LeBron James going back on what they say for the wrong reasons. Like that's the message I get.
I truly don't care now because my Bulls aren't anywhere close to it. I'll be honest.
That's the thing that gets me is
play-in game is stupid.
You're kind of showing that you can go back on a decision, which there's nothing wrong with that, but for the wrong reasons. Mark Cuban and LeBron, neither one of them expected their teams to be in the fight for the play-in, and now here they both are. And I think you look at both of that, and you're like, hey.
And what do we have, like eight games left, maybe?
Me? That's a joke.
How many games are actually left?
Good question. Let's see.
Don't think it's very many. It's less than 10, I feel like. Because we were saying last week, that it was
so I have right here for the Mavericks. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They have 8 more games left.
That's what I thought.
So I believe everyone's probably around 8 to 10.
That's what I thought. It was about 8 left.
Yeah. Man. Wild things happening in the NBA. Although I am really interested now in the play-in with how much it's been talked about, and we know that it's going to happen, so you might as well buy into it a little bit. Very interesting. So let me ask you this. Which play-in tournament are you
play-in tournament starts on May 18th.
Woo!
Very soon.
My sister's birthday.
Yeah, very soon.
Which play-in tournament are you most... Oh, we got a birthday coming up. Which play-in tournament are you most interested in? The Eastern... If things were going right now. The Eastern Conference. You got Boston, Charlotte, Indiana, Washington. And then the West, you would have Portland, Golden State, Memphis, San Ann.
I think it's easily the West.
Yeah.
There's better teams there to watch for a play-in tournament that are really good teams.
Brandon, my team, your team, we might have to be in this stupid playing tournament. It's not going to be fun. It's going to be very stressful.
The Celtics only have their self to blame. What are they doing? What are they doing? Jason Tatum had 60 this week, too.
He had 60. That was crazy.
He dropped a 60 burger.
Now your boys are hurt because they ran into each other.
Yeah, I know.
What happened?
What happened?
Sunday night, they ran into each other, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and now both of them are injured. And I heard last night on the
oh,
ESPN.
Oh, no!
I heard last night on the ESPN broadcast that they think that Brown might actually be hurt pretty bad.
Oh, no.
Is that true?
They ran it on a play or something, collision.
Yeah, they smacked into each other.
Oh, my God.
They lost the game, too, didn't they?
Brandon, you can't have somebody.
Yeah, they lost the game and lost both of their players.
Oh, man. Sorry. Lost both of their stars.
Injuries aren't funny, and that's sad, but that's so funny, too.
Brandon, I feel like this might be what happens when you got a favorite Boston team and a favorite New York team. They both kind of crumble.
I mean, it's just two terrible places.
Celtics are 5-5 through their last 10.
Let's talk about your crappy teams, huh? Let's talk about your crappy teams.
My team sucks. A little less crappy than your crappy team.
My team sucks.
And the standings.
My crappy team is the crappiest, but I've already known that.
They've lost 4
Actually,
in a row.
I think your crappy team's less crappy than our crappy teams, maybe.
Teams just the basketball team.
Fighting for draft picks
baseball
again.
Way worse.
Yeah, your baseball team's way worse.
Oh, man, what is the collective record of all of our individual teams? It can't be good.
My good team.
The who?
The Predators.
Oh, crap.
Won again last night. We can clinch the playoffs Wednesday.
Who's Charlie's the Heat fan. That's right. They're going to make the playoffs.
We are. We might.
No, I said
we might get out of the play-in game.
What happened to them too? Like from last season being
injuries and defensive intensity.
I think the Heat went into the playoff bubble with a better mindset than anybody else.
What happened to your boy Tyler Herro?
Injuries and defensive intensity. I mean, like, the entire team has just been ravaged all year long.
Weren't they going to trade him for somebody and they didn't want to?
Yeah, I mean, they've considered it.
No, but who was it? It was a big-time player.
I mean, there's just been, like, different things that he's
I thought there was a specific player that they
I'm
were
trying to think.
But they wanted more, and this team was like, trade us Tyler Herro for such and such. But they like, no, we want more for Tyler Herro. And somebody with some star power.
Who was the big
power.
Player that just was it one of the Lakers guys? Was it a
– Maybe.
There was – Lowry was trying to get traded. They were trying to get rid of him. Maybe he could have – I don't know. There were a couple
it was
big,
James Harden. Back when they were trying to get – They wanted more for Harden.
They wanted, like, everything for Harden.
No, but they just – I thought, like, the sticking point for the Heat was that the Rockets wanted Tyler Herro, and they were not willing to let him go.
No, it was more – I mean, it was more than that. I mean,
for
Tyler
James
Herro's,
Harden.
Tyler James. Herro's, like, not a starter, obviously. But
yeah, know, no, but
part
they,
of it, too, is, like, one of the things that made the Heat so good the bubble last year was just, again, their relentless effort. And it's hard to do that on a nightly basis in the regular season. So I think, you know, we're a much better playoff team than we are a regular season team. Yeah, I think, you know, we'll see that again in the playoffs, hopefully.
Fun ending to the NBA season right on the horizon. So many storylines to watch out for. Play-in games. We don't like them, but they're going to happen. Got to just deal with it. I can't wait to see what eventually shapes up with all these teams. But, hey. It's a little bit of NBA talk on the other side of the break. Gentlemen, let's close out the show with a bang right here in the Blitz.
Small businesses are struggling right now as we shift to more.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely love it. Great music. Iconic music. Some say the best music, the best composition in music or in movie history. I would say it's right up there.
It's up there.
Pretty great tunes in the Star Wars universe. Happy Star Wars Day.
Things like
May the 4th.
Jaws, good one.
Oh, Jaws is great. Yeah, man. That's talk about iconic.
All right. So John Williams.
Uh-huh.
Who that is?
That's the composer.
That's the composer.
Okay.
Why do you know that so immediately?
I didn't know.
Choir.
Because he's composed.
Because he's famous.
Many, many great compositions.
Yeah, like... Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones is a great one, too.
Star Wars. Jaws. Jurassic Park.
Oh, he did Jaws. Okay.
And Jurassic Park.
Oh, man, Jurassic Park might be one of the most underrated of the great movie soundtracks. Wow. That's a good one.
John Williams.
Shout out John Williams.
Shout out J-Dub.
Is he still with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's good. 89.
He's an old guy, but he's still here. Still kicking.
Ain't
still putting out
yet.
Good music. 40-something years ago, he put out Star Wars music. That's crazy. Anyways, all right, gentlemen, it's about that time of the day. We've gotten through everything we needed to get through today. Got through a lot of Tennessee news, both on the football field and the basketball court. Talked a little bit about some of the newest rumors and just news storylines going on in the NFL, NBA, and MLB. Guys, thinking about it in hindsight, we pretty much hit everything today. We rounded all four bases. Now we're on, or we rounded three bases. Now we're on the way home. Let's get in safely. Let's do a little bit of If You Haven't Heard. Who wants to start us out?
If you haven't heard, Bill and Melinda Gates are getting a divorce.
Oh, yeah.
Not wait to seduce her, Brandon.
We talked about it earlier. Likely the most attractive eligible bachelorette on the planet right now with a good $75 billion in her pocket sometime soon.
I don't know how to find her. I don't know where to find her. Or communicate with her, but I'm going to. I'm going to seduce her.
Okay.
And I'm going to get that money.
Yeah, buddy.
They are a cool story about Bill and Melinda Gates. You guys know their philanthropic efforts. They've donated more than $36 billion to their Bill and Melinda Gates foundation.
God.
They have always done extremely great things for charity. They have always given the money back.
They might
have chipped all of us. And they still have $150 billion to split between them.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild, man.
The foundation committed more than $350 million in 2020 to fund development of COVID-19 diagnostics, treatments, and vaccines, according to Forbes magazine.
Yeah, man. Bill Gates, there's actually a really good YouTube video from like 4 or 5 years ago. He talked about what would happen if a virus hit the world and how unprepared we are for it. I remember watching at the beginning, and you're like, Bill Gates knew. Bill Gates.
He's up to something.
Crazy.
He's going to be the largest divorce settlement in history.
Bigger
likely.
Than Bezos?
Yes.
Ooh. Wow.
Bezos got money, but they've had a lot of money for a lot of years, too.
If you haven't heard, Kawhi Leonard has a rap song coming out with Youngboy and Rod Wave. It's part of his new project, Culture
what?
Jam. Culture Jam
he
is...
He doesn't even speak.
Culture Jam is a project
do,
merging hip-hop and basketball together. they go hand-in-hand. And May 7th, they're dropping a single with Youngboy, Rod Wave, and Kawhi. Kawhi said, it's fire. I appreciate everyone who is involved.
And he's rapping.
The snippet. He shared a snippet on Instagram Live when he got on Instagram Live for the first time in his entire life yesterday. the single that he will be releasing is called Everything Different.
Wow, what a do, baby, as Brandon said.
If you haven't heard, all right, I found a good list right here. I'm just going to read it out for 3 seconds from Joey Molinaro. He put out his top five Star Wars moments. I actually think this is a pretty darn good list. Number five, when Darth Maul ignites his lightsaber. Cool. Number four,
very cool.
Han Solo, when he says,
very cool.
I know. I love you. I know. It's a good one. Although I might put an episode three moment right there. Number three, Luke saves Baby Yoda. Spoiler alert. But that was wild. Wild. Number two, Darth Vader in Rogue One. You know. You know.
Very cool.
And then number one, I am your father.
Very cool.
I think that's a great list.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Very cool.
All right, time for the days.
Let's get it.
All right. Did you guys do yesterday's days?
Yes, we did.
You did?
Yes, we did.
Charlie found him.
Charlie asked if.
Nice.
Charlie asked 10 minutes beforehand. He said, can I just make him up? And we said, no, you have plenty of time to find him out.
Good job,
so
Charlie.
Go ahead and give us the real one.
It was a state day.
It was a state day, too. It was Montana. It was not what you've been. New Mexico, that's what you've been clamoring for?
I've been clamoring for.
He didn't like my choice of vocabulary there.
No, I was just emphasizing my clamoring.
All right, so may the 4th be with you today, National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Appreciate the teachers.
Yeah,
love the teachers.
They don't get paid enough.
My mama's a teacher. Shout out to her.
It's obviously National Star Wars Day.
Shout out to Rick's mom.
National Star Wars Day. It's also National Bird Day. You guys got a favorite bird?
Blue Jays.
The lorikeet the best?
I like the robin.
I'm just going to shout out my mom again.
National Orange Juice Day.
Shout out to the teachers.
National Renewal Day. It's also National Weather Observers Day.
It's a good day to observe some weather.
Yeah.
And also great shout point. Out Rick's mom.
Great point.
National Foster Care Day. Shout out to all the foster parents out there doing
very true.
Remarkable work. And
just Rick's parents.
Yeah.
Also National Candied Orange Peel Day. And shout out to Rick's mom.
Shout out to my mom.
Rick's mom.